morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. As we do every so often here at Lenawee County Mission, we kind of extract one of our residents and spend some time getting to know them a little better, trying to help you, the listening audience, hear how God is working powerfully in the lives of the residents here at Lenawee County Mission. So this morning we're grateful to have Frank with us, and Frank's a member of our one-year addictions program, our life change program. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Frank, why don't you start out by maybe just sharing a little bit about your background, you know, some of the struggles and you know, life miseries that you are encountering prior to coming to Lenawee County Mission.
Well, when I was a child, my father was a biker from a pretty predominant club. My mother was an addict and kind of abused me as a child before I was 5 years old. My mother ended up taking off, leaving us all, the family, my brother, and my dad and I. And my father raised us in a kind of a biker background. I mean, I was around all the activities that was going on. You know, I saw a lot of things, heard a lot of things that I shouldn't have. It was kind of a barroom setting in my house, and you know, that kind of put me in a place when I was in school to kind of act up. I got in trouble a lot. You know, my dad would brush it off as me being a boy, you know.
Chip off the old block.
That's right, that's right. Although he wanted the best for us, he did everything he could. He was a good man. He did everything he could to make sure that we had what we needed and food in our mouths. And as years went on, you know, I continued to see these things. And you know, when I entered about middle school, you know, I met a couple guys that were a lot like I was, and we sort of started drinking and smoking pot a little bit, you know, just recreational. We were struggling real bad as my childhood. We had the lights turned off several times, water turned off. We had to illegally turn it back on, you know, go to food pantries a lot, eat at soup kitchens. And, you know, being in Florida, Tampa Bay, where I'm from, you know, it didn't get too cold at night. So when the electricity was shut off, you know, we make it through, you know. But, you know, violence continued in my life. Got in a lot of fights, got hurt a lot, beat up a lot, and kind of turned into, you know, me using a lot of drugs. And this time I decided to take it upon myself to pay the bills, and I started working full time at the age of 13 around that area, you know, helped my dad pay the bills, the mortgage was behind. So he kind of gave me free rein, you know, and looked at me as an adult, so I kind of did whatever I wanted to, no curfew, whatever. So I started getting a lot of trouble. Cops would bring me home, my dad would, you know, he wouldn't be too hard on me, you know, because he did the same when he was a kid. And you know, I was lacking in school, didn't really pay attention much. I slept a lot because I was working at night, paying the bills, and I eventually graduated at 16 with a program, a special diploma program, where I worked full time, OJT, on job training. And I started working more and more, up to 60 hours a week at 15, 16 years old. And on the weekends, I would drink and have fun. And I thought, you know, kind of turned into, you know, I was like a college student. I was always partying. When I wasn't busy working, me and my girlfriend go out to bars and clubs that we can get into. One of us knew somebody, because again, my dad's a biker. You know, so I knew a lot of people that I can just go and hang out. I got to about the age of 18. It just all went downhill. I kind of hurt my back. I got prescribed opiates, oxycodone, things like that. And in order to keep myself working full time and at the pace I was, I decided, you know, I was taking more and more of them to keep myself going and partying. And, you know, that led to me going to jail for the first time, doing other drugs, you know, cocaine and heroin and drinking more and more. And I became dependent on it. I became an addict, you know. I had to have it, so I was spending all my money on drugs, you know, everything. And my self-esteem went way down because I couldn't keep up my bills. So that led to more and more drugs.
The vicious cycle began.
Yeah. So that led up. I went to jail many times, spent a lot of time in jail, and I went to rehab for the first time when I was 23 years old. And it was a DOC, Department of Corrections rehab. And, you know, I did real well in there. Structured environment seemed to be what I was lacking. And so I thrived in there. You know, I became president of this place of 72 men, thought everything was good, thought everything was well. I got 2 years clean, and, you know, I thought I was good. So I stopped doing the things that I was doing to get to that point, and I just fell right back off, you know. Met a girl.
Well, what do you think was missing in that particular facility, in that particular program?
The spiritual
component.
Yeah, because it was a state program.
Yeah.
You know, in the state program, you cannot talk about God.
Okay.
They replaced any kind of serenity prayer or anything like that with they just completely take it out. You know, okay. We couldn't talk about it. Amongst ourselves, we would, but not in the you know, meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah, it wasn't part of the curriculum.
Right. So I really believe that was what was lacking. And throughout my childhood, my dad never talked about the Bible. I never went to church. Never opened a Bible, stuff a few times in jail, you know. Came to jailhouse Christian. And so, yeah, that was lacking, you know. I had no hope. I had no faith. And I went to jail a couple more times after that, and I decided that this was it. And I was searching, struggling a way to get out of this addiction that I've been in. And I struggle, I get clean, I fall back off, get clean, the whole time not thinking about God was the answer. I got a call one day that, you know, this is just about 3 months ago, I got a call that, you know, my mother was in trouble, you know, she was in an abusive relationship, and she's real sick, she's a sick woman, she's been hospitalized several times in this year, about 20-something times, so just this year alone, and she's an addict still, she's still struggling with it herself. So I came up here thinking that I could help her, you know, which I did get her out of the relationship. I helped with that. And we just kind of split parts. I was living here for about a month. And the whole time I'm still searching. I'm drinking still and searching for a way out. And then a friend of my mother's told me about this Lenawee County Mission. And I was, you know, I was struggling with it. I ended up going to another institution in Detroit, and I kind of gave up there. You know, I said, this has got to stop. And I decided to go on with what my mother's friend was saying about the Lenawee County Mission, and there was a drug program here. And I came here about 2 months ago, and it's been the best thing in my life. It's me being not too, you know, literate with the Bible, I guess, is saying, you know, not knowing anything about it. It was a culture shock for me, but it was the best thing that's happened to me in my life today. And as I have hope now. I have fellowship with the people in this house. There's a lot of great people here. And I can feel the spirit in this house. I can feel something different in my life now that I accepted God.
Well, take just a minute, if you will, and I mean, you talked about a lot in your early life down. You know, there seemed to be this absence of God. You weren't maybe conscious of that, but at least conscious that something seemed to be missing, and some of these things I'm doing is not working, and so I'm kind of, you mentioned maybe, you know, God's not in the picture. So speak a little bit for our listening audience a little bit about the God that you have discovered here.
I also discovered a loving, caring, all-powerful spirit, I guess, a father. Knowing that I'm loved, that comfort that I know everything's going to be taken care of through God, through Christ, and knowing that I'm still learning. There's a lot to learn, especially me. Like, but there's a, I don't know. The hole is filled. I have no desire at this point to drink or use drugs.
So this loving God, this caring God that you speak of, you encounter that through what, the presence and the fellowship of the other men, through volunteers who come in, through solidarity.
And this is what some of my brothers have told me, is there's God's in all of us, and I can see it in every one of the people that come through here. I can see compassion that these men have for each other and for the community, and I can see the caring and the love that everybody has for each other, including myself. You know, mm-hmm. Something I never really thought about before. I wasn't a very loving person before, you know.
Well, most of us that have gone through addiction, we're not. You know, part of that addiction is we are so selfish. You know, if we get paid on Friday, we're going to spend that money on me all weekend long. It's really self-centered. And so to move from addiction, from selfishness to selflessness, you know, is one of the primary objectives here at Lenawee County Mission in that program. And you discover that. I mean, what a beautiful little community we have when people are giving to one another. And it's very contrary to most of our life experiences as addicts. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said before, it gives me hope.
Yeah. All right, speak a little bit about that. Hope seems to project a future for us, you know. I mean, hope in the present that, you know, okay, right today I choose not to drink, I choose not to drug, those type of things. And I believe that I'll get through the day because of some of the new principles and the spiritual foundation that I have. But also, hope is also kind of more future-oriented. So, I mean, when you look down the road, I know you've only been with us a couple months now, but I mean, so we've got a ways to go. But what are some of the things that you see into your own new future?
Well, you know, I see myself very active in church and this program. But further than that, you know, I see myself getting an education, going back to school. I see myself having a joyful life and you know, doing the things that I guess a good Christian would do, as far as, you know, continuing this path that I'm on, furthering and doing anything I can to help other people. You know, it's not so much about my career ahead of me, which is, I believe, 100% is the bright one now. I believe in myself, and you guys have given me that courage to believe in myself. But not only that, I see myself living a long life of happiness and love, and giving love out, you know. And that's what makes me happy today, is helping other people. And I see myself in the future continuing that.
Very good. So it's kind of a future of a continuation of loving God, loving neighbor.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the most important, I think, in my life and in everybody's life.
Yeah.
It should be, but and that part right there, loving God, loving neighbor, those two components are a formula for joyful life.
Yes. Well, Frank, I appreciate your time here with us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.